At Ajax, in his turn, the son of Priam, Antiphus, glittering in his cuirass, made a spear cast, but he missed, and hit instead Leucus, Odysseus's comrade, in the groin as he bent low to pull away the corpse. It dropped out of his grasp, and he fell over it. Odysseus, wrought to fury at this death, with flashing helmet shouldered through the ranks to stand above him. Glowering right and left, he kept his lance in play and made the Trojans facing him recoil. With no waste motion, he cast and hit a bastard son of Priam, Demachoan, who had come down from Abydos where he kept racing horses. Full of rage over his dead companion, Odysseus speared him in the temple, and the spearhead passed clean through his head from side to side. So darkness veiled his eyes. When he fell down, he thudded, and his armor clanged upon him. The Trojan front gave way, Prince Hector, too, while Argives raised a great yell. Dragging dead men out of the press, they made a deep advance. Now, looking down from Pergamos, Apollo, in indignation, cried out to the Trojans, "Forward! Trojans, breakers of horses, will you bow in fury of battle to the Argives? When hit, they are not made of iron or stone to make the cutting bronze rebound. See, too, Achilles, child of Thetis, is not fighting, but tasting wrath and wrong beside the ships." The terrible god cried out thus from his tower, and on the Achaean side, Tritogeneia, glorious daughter of Zeus, went through the ranks to lift the hearts of those she saw dismayed. The next on whom fate closed was Diores Amarynciades, hit by a jagged stone low on the right leg near the ankle. Pyrrhus threw it, Pyrrhus Imbrasides, a Thracian captain, one who had come from Aenus. With the bone itself, the vicious stone crushed both leg tendons utterly, and the tall man tumbled down into the dust, flinging his arms out wide to his companions, panting his life away. But on the run, the man who hit him, Pyrrhus, came with a spear to gash him by the navel. His bowels were spilled, and darkness veiled his eyes. Then Thoas, the Aetolian, lunged at Pyrrhus, hitting him with a spear above the nipple, so the bronze point stuck in his lung. And Thoas, at close quarters, wrenching the heavy spear, pulled it out of his chest, then drew his sword and killed him with a stroke square in the belly. His gear he could not strip, though. Friends of the dead man, top-knotted Thracians, closing round with spears, repulsed him, huge and powerful as he was, a noble figure. Staggering, he gave ground. As for the two, they lay there in the dust, stretched out near one another, captain of Thracians and captain of Epeans, mailed in bronze, while others, many, fell in death around them. Thereafter, no man could have scorned that fight. No veteran of battle who might go round untouched amid the action. An observer led by Athena with his hand in hers, shielded by her from stones and arrows' flight. For that day, throngs of Trojans and Achaeans, prone in the dust, were strewn beside each other.